This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The Democratic race for president looks to be tightening. That's the finding of a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. Barack Obama is now within 5 points of Hillary Clinton. Tonight, the Democrats are going to debate. It's their first debate. It's at the University of South Carolina. John Harwood is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and we called him to talk about this poll.
Barack Obama is really the hot candidate in this race, Alex. A month ago, he was behind Hillary Clinton by 12 percentage points. Now it's just 5. He seems to be capturing some of the change dynamics that's out there at a time when the president and the Iraq war are so unpopular. And one of the striking things we found is a few weeks after Barack Obama showed he could raise the money to compete with Hillary Clinton, he also appears to be keeping pace with her on the issue of electability. When we asked Democrats, who's got the best chance of defeating the Republican candidate next year? 39% say Hillary Clinton, as expected, but 32% said Barack Obama. So he's right in the game in every way.
Peter Hart, the Democratic pollster who worked on this, you have a Republican and Democratic pollster assembling these numbers for you. You quote him in the story as saying Barack Obama is closest to matching what voters are looking for in the broad political environment. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means a couple of things. First of all, as I mentioned, change is really ruling the day. 3/4 of the American people say they want a candidate who is different from Bush. That's partly Iraq, but it also has to do with changing the tone of politics. Obama has made a generational argument saying he's sort of the post-baby boomer candidate, and you also have, of course, the history-making aspect of potentially becoming the first African-American president.
I'm struck by the numbers in your poll on Iraq as the issue. That's what voters want to talk about.
It dominates every other issue on the landscape. And one of the striking things is, you know, the president and the Congress are right now having a showdown about withdrawing troops from Iraq, and the president's going to veto the bill the Democrats plan to send him with an October 1 deadline. The American public strongly sides with the Democrats on that question. A solid majority, 55%, say that they agree with the Democrats. Only about fewer than 1 in 4 say they side with the president.
You saw the vote in the House of Representatives last night. It was 218 to 208, I think. If you were a Republican looking at this polling data and what other polls have shown in the last month, what would you conclude from that? And how is it that the Republicans are holding those votes in the House?
That is one of the striking things about the first part of this new phase of power in Washington with Democrats controlling the Congress, is how well Republicans have held together behind their president. Part of it is simply the tribal nature of modern politics. Part of it's feeling if they don't stick with Bush, what do they really have? Even though Bush is unpopular, he still enjoys 70% plus popularity among Republicans. Republicans simply have to try to make that argument. We're not going to cut and run, stick with Americans. It's not cutting right now.
Okay, as you say, the Democrats stick with the Democrats, the Republicans stick with the Republicans, but tonight it's Democrat against Democrat there in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
One of the questions is going to be how much the candidates mix it up. I wouldn't expect much of that from Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's really running against herself right now. She needs to show Americans she can connect with them. Barack Obama has got to seem presidential. But those other candidates, John Edwards, trying to break into the top tier, he may want to push that populist message that he has. And then you've got to wonder just what Bill Richardson, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, what can they do to get in the game? Some of those second-tier candidates have got to try to mix it up, make something happen tonight.
John Harwood of the Wall Street Journal. John, thank you.
It's my pleasure.